This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Three major political parties of ruling alliance expressed joint commitment to continuing the alliance even after November 20 elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba urges all to be united for the protection of constitution. Election Commission seeks cooperation from all to regulate fake news and misinformation on social networking sites. And helicopter crash killed 7 people near Kedarnath in Uttarakhand of India. Now the news in detail. Three major political parties of the ruling coalition have expressed their joint commitment to continuing the alliance even after November 20 elections. Issuing the joint commitment paper today, the coalition parties Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center, and CPN Unified Socialist have pledged to give continuity to the present coalition even after the elections. The commitment paper adds that the present coalition was formed for the protection of constitution, development and stability. The coalition partners have also prioritized the modernization of agriculture, infrastructure development and addressing people's aspiration for prosperity by the government formed after the upcoming elections. The commitment paper further states that tourism promotion, industrialization, reduction of trade deficit and policies of attracting foreign investment to Nepal would be the priority of coalition governments. The joint commitment paper was signed by Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has urged all to be united for the protection of the constitution. Addressing a gathering of leaders of Left Democratic Alliance at Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Deoba appealed all to voters to help establish lasting peace and democracy in the country by giving the ruling coalition a large majority in the upcoming elections. The Prime Minister also clarified that the present coalition was formed to save the parliament and it was working well. Likewise, addressing the same program, chairperson of the CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that it was necessary to form the ruling coalition to protect the constitution and democracy. Sher Dahal stressed to continue with the alliance until the threat of regression exists. He pointed out the need of alliance to see the way for positive political changes in the nation. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal said the existing political alliance was meant for the stability of the republic and the protection of the constitution. In his address to the gathering, Leader Nepal stated that the alliance was formed against the person who dared to dissolve the House of twice and disrespect the constitution. Meanwhile, Energy Minister Pampa Basal asserted that Nepal was moving ahead towards self-sufficiency in energy production. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has sought cooperation from all to regulate fake news, misinformation and hate speeches disseminated through social networking sites. At a conference on election integrity organized by Meta, the mother organization of Facebook in Kathmandu today, Thapalia said different provisions mentioned in the election code of conduct were based on the best practices from the democratic countries and outcome of the research studies. He further said that the election commission will make maximum efforts to maintain overall integrity in the poll. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has directed all local levels to launch voter education programs targeting the upcoming elections. Secretary at the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Arjun Pokhrel, said that the local levels across the country had been instructed to carry out voter education programs from 15 days before November 20 elections. The Election Commission has made a provision for the Voter Education Management Committee under the coordination of Chief Administrative Officer at the local levels to educate all eligible voters reaching their homes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ. ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ. त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने.
*14 हेस डायल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ballot papers under the first past the post-election system for the upcoming House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly are being printed for Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. A spokesperson at the Election Commission, Saligram Sharma Podol, said that the ballot papers under this system from the House of Representatives election have been completed by 38% while 80% for Province Assembly so far. The Election Commission is printing around 2.5 million ballot papers in Janak Education Material Centre Limited at Bhaktapur on daily basis. Now a sports news update. Tribhuvan Army Club is leading the medal tally in the ongoing 9th National Games being held in Pokhara. The club has maintained the first position with 129 medals, including 62 gold, 39 silver and 28 bronze medals. Similarly, Police Club is in the second position with 65 medals, including 23 gold, 17 silver and 25 bronze medals. Another departmental APF club is in the third position with 74 medals, including 16 gold, 25 silver and 33 bronze medals. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. All seven people, including a pilot on board a helicopter, were killed after it crashed near Kedarnath in Uttarakhand of India today. Officials said the helicopter carrying pilgrims crashed right after the takeoff from the Kedarnath shrine near Gerudchatti in Rudraprayag. Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Department authorities said that the bodies of six pilgrims and a pilot have been recovered from the site. At least 13 people have died after a Russian fighter bomber plane crashed into an apartment block in the southern Russian town of Yask. According to the Al Jazeera, the two pilots on a training flight ejected before it hit the building and caused a huge inferno. Russia's emergency ministry said that the rescuers revised the death toll after finishing their search of the rubble. The officials said 68 were rescued from the blaze in a 9-story block. Russian forces have again targeted Ukraine's energy facilities, leaving part of Kiev and other cities with no power and water. Prosecutors said two people were killed in an attack on the capital. Plumes of smoke were seen billowing from around a power station near Dnipro River. According to the BBC, the latest attacks came 24 hours after Kiev was hit by kamikaze drones. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill region of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three major political parties of ruling alliance expressed joint commitment to continuing the alliance even after November 20 elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba urges all to be united for the protection of constitution. Election Commission seeks cooperation from all to regulate fake news and misinformation on social networking sites. And helicopter crash kills seven people near Kedarnath in Uttarakhand of India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.